Beruchim Abayim Rabotai. We are studying Masechet Berachot, Daf Bet, the Isaac Jamal edition of Masechet Berachot. Hashem blessed him and his family with much hatzlacha for being the pioneer, starting with the first Masechet. Today's Daf Bet, has been donated by our good friend to our left, Mr. Benny Cohen, and his dear wife, Julie, in honor of Errol Duché, Samuel Sasson, and our leader of this project, Mr. Morris Dweck, another production from Moshe Dweck, Hashem Alehem Yechyu, B'simanat Taba, Me'ematai Korin Et Shema Be'aravin, Masechet Berachot, in the beginning of Shas, begins with the subject of Kiryat Shema, of Arbit, and when the earliest time one can read Kiryat Shema. Harambam, in his Perusha Mishnayot, tells us why the Bi Yehuda Nasi started Shas with the law of Kiryat Shema, and I quote, Ve'en lecha mitzvah she'adam chayav ba bechol yom ela Kiryat Shema belvad. The only mitzvah that one is obligated on a daily basis is Kiryat Shema. Ve'en nachon ledaber bebirkat Kiryat Shema kodem sheyedaber on Kiryat Shema asma. It wouldn't make sense to talk about the berachot of Kiryat Shema before we talk about Kiryat Shema itself. Lefichach itchil me'ematai korin et Shema bechol ma'asher etchaber elav. So because of the frequency of the mitzvah and the importance of it, Arambam says we start with Kiryat Shema. In our case, Shel Arbit. The Hidushi Arim says a different reason why the Tanah starts with Masechet Berachot with Kiryat Shema, because Yeshlomari writes, Tezu mitzvah rishona shemitchayev baha adam kishana asa ben yud gimel shanim v'yom echad. Shut techilat ha-layla mishnat yud dalet. The first mitzvah that hits a person when he becomes obligated in mitzvot, meaning at his bar mitzvah, at his bar mitzvah, is Kiryat Shema Shel Arbit. He becomes Bar Mitzvah on the night of his 13th birthday. So therefore, since it's the first mitzvah, so therefore it makes sense to start with the first obligation. There are six orders of the Mishnah. The six orders of the Mishnah are Rashi Tevot Zeman Nakat, Zeman Zera'im, Mo'ed Nashim, Nizikin, Kadashim, Taharot. There is a machloket amongst the Rishonim what Seder Masechet Berachot is. Of course, most Rishonim put Masechet Berachot in Seder Zera'im, in the section of Zera'im. However, I'd like to point out that the Me'iri brings down in Ta'anit that the Geonim had Masechet Berachot in Seder Mo'ed. So that is just a tidbit of information. Our Mishnah starts with the letter Mem, Me'ematai, instead of Ematai. The Darshanim say that Torah Shebichtav starts with the letter Bet, Bereshit Bara Elohim Et Hashamayim Ve'et Ha'aretz. And Torah Sheba'al Peh starts with the letter Mem, Me'ematai. Rashi Tevot, Bet Mem, Bam. Lekayem Et HaPasuk Ve'dibarta Bam. You shall speak in them, meaning in the Torah Shebichtav, and the Torah Shebaal Peh. And we read, Me'ematai Korin Et Shema Be'aravin. From when do we begin to read the Shema in Arvit? The Gaon Mevilna makes a diuk on the word Korin. So he says, from the fact that it says Korin in Lashon Rabim, it doesn't say Me'ematai Kore, what's the plural language? So he learns over here a lesson that everybody's obligated to read the Kiryat Shema. We do not use the rule of Shomei HaKaoneh, where one guy could say the Shema and everybody else listen. That doesn't apply to Kiryat Shema. Me'ematai Korin. Everybody must read Kiryat Shema itself. It's considered like a mitzvah shebigufo. Rav Chaim Kanievsky explains why. Why does everybody have to say it themselves? Why can't you use the rule of Shomei HaKaoneh? He says because the whole purpose of Kiryat Shema is to accept upon oneself all the Chut Shamayim. You can't compare when you accept it yourself verbally than listening to somebody else. Therefore, it's a higher level of Olam HaChut Shamayim, which can only be done by the person himself. the Tiferet Yisrael comments on the word Korin, and he says, Korin, we can make a diyuk, hu lashon haramat kol. So from here we learn that it's not enough to read the Kiryat Shema, but one should say the pasuk, at least the first pasuk, out loud. Me'em atay Korin, haramat kol, you should say it out loud. So the Gemara and Mishnah answers, Mishnah Asher Kohanim Nichnasim Nechol Betrumatam. The earliest time to read Kiryat Shema is from the time that the Kohanim enter to eat their Terumah. Kohanim are entitled to eat Terumah. Terumah is one of their 24 entitlements. It is Kodesh. Only Kohanim can eat Terumah. However, they must eat it when they are pure. They must eat it B'Kedusha of Tahorah. If a Kohen becomes impure, for example, so he would go to the Mikveh. In certain cases, he's allowed to go to the mikveh, and he goes during the day. But, however, he cannot eat terumah until nightfall. That means, let's say he went to the mikveh at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, or 3 o'clock in the afternoon, he has to wait until set, until the stars come out, until he is legally permissible to eat the terumah. So, therefore, they're saying the earliest time for Kiryat Shema Shel Arbit is the time that Kohanim are able to eat terumah in the event that they became tameh. And the easy way of remembering that is, Set HaKochavim. But Mishnah wants to teach us a lot of information in the smallest amount of words possible, so therefore it gives us Hadushim about Terumah as well. What's the latest time for Kiryat Shema? Ad Sof HaShmur HaRishonah, until the end of the first watch. We will see that in the Gemara, what that means. Devrei Rabbi Eliezer is it? V'Hachamim Omrim, and the rabbis say, Ad Chasot, until midnight, Mitzhalachik midnight, Rabban Gamliel Omer, Ad Sha'ali Amud HaShachar, until Amud HaShachar, which will be until dawn, which, let's say, we know when sun rises, dawn will be 72 minutes, Shahad Zemaniyot, before sunrise. So, comes that we have a three-way machloket in our Mishnah, when the latest time for Kiryat Shema is it either until the end of the first watch, it's a Biri Ezer, or is it, according to Hakamim, midnight, Hatzot, or is it Ad She'ale Amud HaShachar, or is it until Amud HaShachar, that's the Shita of Rabban Gamliel. Ma'ase uba'u banav lebet ha-mishteh. There was a story, the Mishnah says, where the children of Rabban Gamliel came from a party. Maybe it was a wedding. Amru lo lo karinu et Shema. So they told their father, Dad, we didn't read Kiryat Shema yet. It was past Hatzot. Amar lahen, im lo al Amud HaShachar, hayavim atem lekrot. So he told them, if it's not yet dawn, you're still obligated to read. Velozu bilvad amru. The Mishnah says that when the Hachamim said until Chatzot, elakol ma shemlu Hachamim b'chav Chatzot. Whenever the rabbis gave a law in any of the laws of the Torah that they said the end time is Chatzot, mitzvatan ad she'ali amud hashachar. Really, the real time you can go until alot hashachar. But we're going to learn that the Hachamim, in certain cases, they brought the time back. Instead of giving it till dawn, they put it until Chatzot. Why? Because they don't want a person to become lazy and say, I have more time. What's going to end up happening? He'll miss the mitzvah. Something might happen. So therefore, Rabban Gamliel was telling his sons, true, according to the Hakamim, technically you missed their time. They said Chatzot. But you should know something. Hakamim said Chatzot in a case like a Tehillah person should read until Chatzot. But of course, if a person was anus, if a person had a circumstance, something happened, even the Hakamim will agree that you may read it after Chatzot. It's just that preferably a person must read it before Chatzot. So the Rabban Gamliel was telling his children, you still are able to read it. Now the Mishnah says, Hekter Chalavim Ve'evarim Mitzvatan Ad She'aleh Amud HaShachar. Every day in the Beit HaMikdash, we used to have korbanot. And some of the korbanot have halavim, fats. Those fats must be placed on the Mizbeach and burnt on the Mizbeach. We call that Hekter, Chalavim, Ve'evarim, and bones. There's a Korban called Korban Ola. The Korban Ola, all of it goes on the Mizbeach, including its bones. So it says, these fats and the bones of Korban Ola, Mitzvatan, you're able to burn them on the Mizbeach, Ad She'ale Amud HaShachar, which means they burn until the morning. That is the Deen, the Rashi just says clearly, Halavim shel kol korbanot and Evarim shel korban ola. The Rashi before that says, Mitzvatan ha'alot kol ha'layla. The mitzvah is to place them on the Mizbeach the whole night. Ve'enam nifsanim belina ad she'almud ha'shachar ve'en lemata min ha'mizbeach. Which is anything that was not put on the Mizbeach before alot ha'shachar, you're not allowed to put it on the Mizbeach anymore. Anything that got on the Mizbeach before alot ha'shachar already can stay on the Mizbeach. So that is the cutoff point, so to speak, for Hekter, Chalabim Vevarim. So why is the Mishnah telling us this law over here? It's because it's teaching us the law that any mitzvah that applies the whole night, like this, burning the fast on the Mizbeach, so the law is that the whole night means until Alot HaShachar. Example, Hekter Chalabim Vevarim. So what are we're saying that this mitzvah is applying Kol HaLaila. What does Kol HaLaila mean? Achi Aleh Amud HaShachar. You want to be an example of mitzvot that apply all night. V'chol ha-ne'echalim li-yom echad mitzvatan achi al Amud HaShachar. We have a law that a person brings a korban. So there are certain restrictions how long you're able to eat the meat of the korban. Some days, some nights you're allowed to eat it, 2 days in one night, one day in the following night. The law is, from the Torah, you're able to eat the korban, technically, until Alot HaShachar. Till Alot HaShachar, which means until the morning, until dawn. After dawn, then it becomes what's called notar. Then it becomes leftovers. And then the Torah says you're not allowed to eat it. And anybody that eats notar is punishable by karet. So therefore, when the Torah tells you the end point, that you're only allowed to eat at the Shnei Yamim V'Laila Echad, so the Laila ends at Alot HaShachar. Oh, so the Gemara comes along and says, Imker, Lama, Amru HaKarim Ad Chatzot. So then why did the rabbis come along and say, if these mitzvot can be done until Alot HaShachar, which mitzvot, as she says, the mitzvah of Kiryat Shema, you tell me it's Kol HaLaila. We know from Hekter Halavim that Kol HaLaila means what? Until Alot HaShachar. So why the rabbis put it back until Chatzot? And then, for that matter, why when it came to the korbanot, if you're indeed allowed to eat it until Alot HaShachar, so why did the rabbis say that you can't eat the korban? They pulled it back that you can't eat it only until Chatzot, which is earlier. Mishnah answers, Kedeh la'arechik Adam min avera, in order to refrain a person from making a sin. As we said, if a person knows he has the whole night for Kiryat Shema, he's out. Let me eat a little, let me sleep a little, but then he'll miss it. If he knows he's limited, so say the Kiryat Shema very fast. Same thing by the korbanot. We don't want a fellow to eat the korban after Alot HaShachar, then it'll be hayav karet in the case of notar. So therefore, we tell them that it must be done before. Comes the Gemara and says, Tana hecha ka'ed ketane me'ematai. Where is our Tana coming from that it asks the question me'ematai? Which is, our Mishnah is assuming already we know information. From when do you read Kiryat Shema? Who said that you have to read Kiryat Shema? We didn't know that. Already you're starting off with a question on a fact that we should assume. Where is that fact? Ve'tu, and furthermore, ma'ishena detani ba'arbit v'resha, why did our Tana start to talk about Kiryat Shema ba'arbit first? Let him start with Shahrit. Why does the Gemara prefer Shahrit? So Tosfot says because when the Torah talks about the Korban Tamid, the daily Korban, the Torah talks about the Tekev Sahat Asim Aboker, the Tekev Sahat Asim Narbaim. So regarding Korban Tamid, so we discuss the day. The Ritva says the reason why the Mishnah wants to prefer to start with the day is based on a Pasuk that says, Petach Devarecha Yair. That when you're starting a new sefer, you want to start with Or. With Or is in the day. The Gemara is assuming that for these reasons and others, that we should have started with Kiryat Shema Shacharit. Gemara's answer, Tana Akirakae. Answering your first question, where are we coming from? We're coming from a pasuk in the Torah that says, Diktiv Beshochbecha Uvkumecha. The Torah tells already that you're obligated to say Devre Torah Beshochbecha before you go to sleep. Upkomecha when you wake up. So therefore, that's the me'ematai. We're coming from a pasuk in the Torah. V'hachi ketani. And regarding your second question, why did we start off with arbit instead of shacharit? The Gemara is really answering, we're not starting off with arbit per se. The Mishnah is saying like this, Zman kiryat shema dishchiva. This, that the Torah says, upshokbecha, when is the time that's considered Zman Shechiva Emat? When is that time? Which means, when the Mishnah says, Bebetai Kurichah Ba'aravim, Ba'aravim, which would literally mean night. So the Mishnah said, what do you mean? Why'd you pick night? You should have picked day. So the Gemara's answering in this question, we really didn't prefer night over day. We're really discussing Zman Shechiva. Because since we're basing it on the Pasuk, that's our source, so it's as if the Mishnah said, Zman Kiryat Shema Deshchiva, the time of Kiryat Shema, that the Torah calls Bishoch Becha, when is it considered the time that people go to sleep? That's the whole discussion. And now we understand the Machloket. The Beliezer will come along and say, you have until the first watch of the night. He understands Bishoch Becha meaning the time that people are going to sleep. The time that people are going to sleep, yeah, that's like the first third of the night. But Rabban Gamliel will interpret the Pasuk, Ubishoch Bishoch Becha, the time that people are sleeping. They're sleeping the whole night. So therefore, two different definitions, like what I will say later on, what the word Bishoch Becha is. But that's the shot in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is coming off of Pasuk of Bishoch Kumecha, and the Gemara is really asking, when do we say, when is Kiryat Shema of Arbit, not Arbit per se, which means the Kiryat Shema of Bishoch Becha, that you're telling me is the source Pasuk, what is that? How do you define that time? So the Gemara says, Mishah Shekoyim Echnasim Lechol Betrumatam, the Gemara answers, it starts from the time when the Kohanim eat Terumah. The Gemara offers another answer. If you want, I may say another answer. This is going to say why the Tana started with Arbit and not Shachrit. It says, we follow the Briyat Olam, the creation of the world. When God created the world, finished. When God created the world, he started with the evening first, and therefore our Mishnah, when it says Arabin, it means Arabin, it means Erev. Why would the Mishnah say Erev? Because it's based on the Pasuk, Vayayarev, Vayboker, like Briyato Shel Olam. According to the first answer of the Gemara, no, it's not saying Erev. It's really discussing Zman Shechiba. It's maybe follow the Pasuk. According to the second answer, no, it's talking about Aravin is Dafka in the Mishnah. And it's referring to Vayayarev, Vayboker. Comes the Gemara to see, if that's so, Sefa Diktani, the next Mishnah that says, Bashachar in Shachri, Mevarech Shtayim Lefaneha, when the Mishnah discusses later on the laws of the Berachot of Kiryat Shema. We know that there's Berachot that are said before Kiryat Shema. In Arbit, there's two Berachot before and two Berachot after. In Shachrit, there's two Berachot before and one Beracha after. Altogether, seven Berachot of Kiryat Shema. Mekayem et ha-pasuk v'teilim shevach b'yom. Hillalticha. God, David Amir says in Tehrim, as brought down in the Tosafot, I praise you, God, seven times in the day. So the Gemara says, that Mishnah starts off like this. Bashachar mevarech shtayim lefaneha b'achat le'achareha. It first talks about the laws of Birchot Kiryat Shema of Shachrit. U'ba'ayereb, then it discusses the night, and it says, mevarech shtayim lefaneha u'shtayim le'achareha. So the Gemara says, litni d'arvit b'reshah. If you're telling me Vayayarev Vayiboker, if you're telling me according to that answer, that you're following the Pasuk of Vayayarev, that you start with the night, so good, that's why when it came to Kiryat Shema, you started with the Kiryat Shema of the evening. So why when it came to Berachot of Kiryat Shema, you started with Shacharit, Bashachar? So the Gemara says, Tana Patach Be'arbit. I'm giving you a style. Our Tana opened up with Arbit. Me'matai Korin et Shema Be'arabin. Ve'adar Tani Be'Shacharit. The next Mishnah discusses Kiryat Shema, not Berachot, Kiryat Shema Shel Shacharit. Makes sense. First you discuss Kiryat Shema Shel Arvit, Me'matai Korin Et Shema Be'Arabin. The next Mishnah is Me'matai Korin Et Shema Be'Shacharit. Then the Gemara says, Adikaeh B'Shacharit, once we are ready in the second Mishnah on the subject of Kiryat Shema Shel Shacharit, Farish Mili De'Shacharit. So we continue finishing the subject of Shacharit, which is the Berachot. Then we went back to discuss the subject of Arbit. So the style of the Mishnayot are Arbit, Shachrit, Shachrit, Arbit. Arbit, it starts off with Kiryat Shema. Then it starts off with Kiryat Shema of Shachrit. Once we already were in Shachrit, so the Ben Rakadosh said, let's just finish with Shachrit already. We're going to go back to Arbit. Let's finish the Berachot of Kiryat Shema of Shachrit. And then it went back to discuss Arbit. Comes again and says, Amar Mor. How does an Amar Mor work, boys? And I was showing you, we're going to try to once in a while discuss technique words in order that not only do you learn the information of Shas, but also the words, so you'll be able to learn on your own. Whenever you see an Amar Mor, it's taking a statement that we had already, it's going to isolate it and analyze it, which means Oh yeah, from a Mishnah, from a Braita, wherever it may be. But the point is, whenever you see an Amar Mor, it'll always be followed by a statement that you should be familiar with already. It's always a statement that you learned. Let's see if that's true. Amar Mor, Mishahash, HaKohanim Nichnasim Lecho B'Trumatam. Perfect. That's a statement from our Mishnah. The earliest time to read the Kiryat Shema from the Tanit, the Kohanim can eat the Terumah. Mechdi, let's analyze. Kohanim Ematka Achle Terumah. When are the Kohanim who became Timaim? That went to the Mikveh during the day. How long do they have to wait until they can eat Terumah? Mishahat Siddiq Al-Khavim. They have to wait until the stars come out. So the Gemara asks, Litni Mishahat Siddiq Al-Khavim. So say Siddiq Al-Khavim. What do you have to give me a difficult time over here? So the Gemara answers, Milta Agabu Hakam Ashvalan. The Mishnah is teaching you another Chiddush. That what? Kohanim Emat Ka'achle B'Terumah. Kohanim, when are they able to eat Terumah? Mishahat Siddiq Al-Khavim. You know what the hadush of that is? The kapara lo me'akeva. That the korbanot are not me'akev. Do not restrain them. What does that mean? Certain people, let's say a mitzora or a zav. These are people that are tami'im. Mitzora, somebody has leprosy. Zav, somebody had an emission that came out of their body. So besides the fact that they become tameh for a certain amount of days, let's say 7 days, on the seventh day, they can go to the mikveh. His claim went to the mikveh on the seventh day of his purification process. And when he can eat terumah that night, after he goes to the mikveh on the seventh day, that night, which is the night of the eighth, he's able to eat terumah. Even though on the eighth morning, he has to bring korbanot, which is his process is not over. The process of purification, let's say for a misura or zav, entails waiting days. Mikveh, korban. So the hadush of the Mishnah, you might have thought that the Kohen can eat terumah until he finishes the entire process and gets kapara by bringing his korban, meaning he can't eat terumah until the eighth morning. So the hadush of the Mishnah is, no, the Kohen is able to eat terumah at night, and the hadush is that kapara lo me'akeba, that the kapara is korban, is not restraining him or holding him back from eating the terumah. He's able to do it right after the, maybe that's the hadush of the Mishnah. Kizya Tanya, like we have a braita. What does the braita say? Pasuk says by the Kohen, Uba Hashemesh Vetair, and the sun will come, Vetair, and he will be pure, and it will be pure. How do we understand this Pasuk? Bi'at Shimsho, meaning the sun will come down, Uba Hashem, the sun will come down, and therefore the Gemara says, "Bi'at Shimsho, the sun coming down, me'akapto me'amelechol betrumah." That's the only thing that's holding him back from eating terumah. Ve'en kaparato, and not his sacrifice of atonement, me'akapto is going to hold him back from lechol betrumah. The full pasuk says, "Uba Hashem is betaher, the sun will come down, ve'achar yochel min hakodashim." Then he can eat kodashim. So what do you see? It's dependent on once the sun comes down. Now he's able to eat kadashim. So you see, it's dependent on the sun coming down and not on his korban. The Gemara challenges that. Umimai, who told you dehai uba shemesh bi'at shemesh? Who told you that when it says uba shemesh, it means the sun coming down? Vehai taher, and when it says the word uba shemesh v'staher, it means taher yomah. That the day passed, meaning the sun came down. V'staher, the day passed, then he can eat. I could learn the person differently. And the Amud Bet, we turn the page. Dilma bi'at orohu. Maybe Uba Hashemesh means, and the sun will come up. Yeah, because Uba, the sun will come. Which direction? Maybe it means Dilma bi'at oroh. Maybe Uba Hashemesh, the sun will come up. Umay v'taher. And what does the word v'taher mean? Taher gabra. That the person himself must do something to become tahor. V'taher. What does he have to do? Bring his sacrifice. So how can you prove for me from this pasuk Uba Hashemesh Veta that it means the sun coming down and the day passes, Veta, and the day passes? Maybe it means Uba Hashemesh, the sun will come up, Veta, the man will do something, meaning bringing a korban, and then Ha'ariyocham and Hakodashim, then he can eat terumah. The Gemara says, Amar Abba, Barav Shila, Imken Lemakra, V'yitar. If that's what the pasuk meant, that the man has to do something in the morning, it would use the word v'yitar. That's more of a lashon sivui, that she said. That's more of a instruction, meaning the sun will come up, v'yitar, do something, go bring a korban. V'tahir, but in the fact that Torah doesn't use the word v'yitar, which implies that it has to do an action. V'tahir sounds like it's an automatic. Tahir yoma, which means it must be talking about the day automatically passes. When does the day automatically pass? When the sun comes down. So according to this first answer, from the word v'tahir, as opposed to the word v'yitar, we learn that uba shemesh means the sun coming down. Kedamre inche, and the Torah spoke, used a word v'tahir, like the common vernacular of people. Kedamre inche, like people talk. I'arev shemsha. This was a common phrase amongst people. They would say the sun came down, the itke yoma, and the day has become pure. Itke in Aramaic is pure. What do you mean the day has become pure? Either it means pure from sun, which means that's it, it's finished. The sun came down, v'tahir. That's a vernacular. That's how people would say the sun is purified now. So to speak, it passed. So the Torah is saying the same thing. Uba Hashemish, v'tahir. Not the guy. The day passed, and then what? The guy can eat kodashim. And what's that? What are we learning it from? From the fact that it says Tahir instead of V'yitar. The Ma'araba in the west. Now this same Gemara was learned not only in Babylonian, Baver, Talmud Babli, but it's also learned in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is to the west of Baver. Therefore it says the Ma'araba in the west. Had Rabba Bar Rav Shela Lo Shamialu. They didn't hear this whole conversation with Rabba Bar Rav Shela with Tahir and V'yitar, this whole Chiddush. But they still came out with the same conclusion. How? Uba'u la mibaya. They had a question. How you ba'a shemesh? When the pasuk says uba'a shemesh, bi'at shemshohu? Does it mean the sun coming down? Umay v'tahir te'er yoban, and the word ta'er means that the day passed. Or dilma bi'at oro. Or maybe uba'a shemesh means that the sun will come up. Umay v'tahir, what does the word v'tahir mean? Ta'er gabra. So that they had the exact questions they were grappling with in Bavir. They had the same question in Eretz Yisrael. Is it Uba Hashemesh sunrise or Uba Hashemesh is sunset? The Hadar Pashtu Lim Bebaraita. But they found the Baraita were able to resolve it. What was the Baraita? Bediktani Bebaraita. The Baraita said, Siman Ledavar? If you want to remember a Siman, when Kohanim can eat Terumah, the Baraita says, Set HaKochavim. Once we found the Braita that clearly tells us the time, that it's when the stars come out, Shema Minna, we can learn conclusively, Bi'at Shemshohu, it's talking about when the sun comes down. Umay V'tahir, and what does V'tahir mean? Tahir Yoma, the day becomes pure. Now we start the new Sugya Marmor at the two dots. Just as an introduction to this Sugya, I don't mind if I stand. Our Mishnah said that the earliest time that one can read Kiryat Shema is Mishnah Shekohanim Niknasim Le'echol B'Trumatam, which we understand that to mean Tzedek Kohavim. So for our purposes, when we say the word Kohen Perush Tzedek Kohavim. However, our Gemara is going to quote different Tanayic sources, call them Baraitot, that are going to also give us different times for the earliest Kiryat Shema, and it's going to use different terminology. For example, it's going to say the earliest time for Kiryat Shema when a poor man sits down to eat his bread, or from the time that regular people sit down to eat on Friday night, or the time that Shabbat enters. So our question in the Gemara is going to be these different terminologies. Are they synonymous with the terminology of our Mishnah? It's just like saying the same thing in different ways. Our Tanakh chose to talk about Kohanim eating Terumah, and this rabbi chose to say the same thing about a poor man eating his bread. Or are they different times? Is there a machloket? So our Mishnah, our Gemara starts off based on that. Amar Mor, where's Amar Mor, boys? Right, an isolated statement that we saw, and now we're going to analyze it. So the Gemara says Amar Mor. Mishnah Shah Kohanim Nichnasim Echol Betrumatan. Oh, that is our Mishnah. Urminu is a very important word. We're bringing a contradiction from Tanaim. We have another Tanah that says a different thing. What does it say? Now we'll call this Urminu Braita number one, in order that we should have clarity. We're going to have Braita number one, Braita number two, and Braita number three. This is, for your notes, Braita number one. Ne'ematai korin itchema ba'arabim. What is the earliest time you can ask one Arabi? Mishehani nechnas nechol pito ba'melach. From the time that the Ani sits down to eat his bread with salt, that's the earliest time to Kiryat Shema. Ad sha'ash she'omer lipatel mitok se'odato. Until he finishes, until he gets up. So this night is telling us the beginning time and the end time. It begins when he sits down to eat, and the latest time to Kiryat Shema is when he gets up. So the Gemara says, Sefa vaday peligyama iti. The end of this Braita, which is just the end time of Kiryat Shema, for sure is arguing on our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah said the end time is either the end of the first watch, which is later, about 10 p.m., or Hatzot, it's like 12 o'clock, or Alot HaShah, until the next morning. He's giving you a very small window. He's just telling you from the time that the Hani finishes dinner. So for sure, the end of the Braita is arguing on our Mishnah. So the Gemara asks, Bresha Milema Peligi Amatniti? Is the beginning part of the Braita also arguing on our Mishnah? Meaning, is the time that the Ani sits down to eat, is that like our Mishnah, or is it arguing on our Mishnah? So the Gemara says, no. Ani v'kohen had shi'urahu. At this point, the Gemara is saying, Ani, meaning when Ani sits down to eat, and when a Kohen is able to eat terumah, it's equal, which means it's two different ways of saying the same thing, meaning said HaKochavim. But as she pointed out to us, that an Ani, he eats a little early because he cannot afford candles. And since he can't afford candles, if he's going to wait to eat till it's pitch black at night, he can't see what he's eating. So therefore, he eats when it's still light. At this point in the Gemara, we have to explain that she. Here the Gemara is assuming at this point that the Ani eats at 6. The Chaura, Sefer Kochavim, is when the stars come out. Unless we want to say, there's a famous machloket when Sefer Kochavim is. There's a machlok between the Geonim and the Benul Tam. The Benul Tam holds Sefer Kochavim is late. It's 72 minutes after sunset. By that time, it is indeed dark. However, the Geonim hold, for example, that Sefer Kochavim could begin as early as 20 minutes after sunset. Oh! So maybe we can bring a proof from here that Rashi holds that Sefer Kochavim is like the Geonim, because if you look 20 minutes after sunset, although you call it Sefer Kochavim, it's still light outside. So therefore, it could be that Ani can eat a set, but he still can see what he's eating. So that's the Gemara's assumption now. Yes, those two terminologies are indeed synonymous. Comes the Gemara and says, oh, Urminu, we'll ask you a question from another Braita. This is Braita number two. When is the beginning time to be Kiryat Shema Ba'arvit? Mishaa shebnei adam nechnasim neechol pitan ba'amesh shabbatot debnei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says the time that regular people, not poor people, mishaa shebnei adam nechnasim neechol pitan ba'amesh shabbatot, when people sit down to eat on Friday night. That she tells us that people usually eat earlier on Friday night than they eat during the week. Why? Because, as she says, all the food is ready. During the week, they come home, they got to make the food. But on Friday night, everything is made already. Now, it is Shabbat. So therefore, the Bimi is telling you the time of Kiryat Shema Shel Arbit, based on the time that regular people eat on Friday night. That's the Bimi's opinion. Hachamim Omrim, Hachamim of that Braita say, from the time that Kohanim are eligible to eat Terumah, Siman Nadavar, Sefer Kochavim. Good. So that opinion of the Braita number two, is the same Shita as our Mishnah. Shita Hachamim, we have no problem. Now the Gemara digresses for a minute and says, Tapapi She'en Ra'ya Nadavar, Zeche Nadavar. Gemara says, even though we don't have a proof that the night begins at Sefer Kochavim, but we have a rim, if you have a hint. Seems the Gemara here wants to prove
You're telling me Tzitzit Kohanim as if that's the beginning of the night. That's the earliest time to read Kiryat Shema according to the Chachamim. That's like the time that they people go to sleep. It's it at night. How do you know Tzitzit Kohanim is really considered the beginning of night? Well, then when is it? Well, maybe it's sunset. Sunset happens before set. So do we have a proof from scriptural sources that the night begins at set? So the Gemara says, yeah, well, we have a remez. The remez comes from the book of Nehemiah, where it talks about how Ezra Sofer and the people in his time were building the Beit HaMikdash, Bayit Sheni. What does it say in the Pasuk? Va'anachnu osim b'mlacha. And we were working. V'hachyam b'chazikim b'ramachim. After people were holding the spears to protect. And how long were they working in building the Beit HaMikdash? What were the hours? Me'alot ha-shahar ha-tzet ha-kochavim. They worked from alot, from dawn until the stars. Ve'omer, we have another pasuk that says, Ve'ayulanu ha-layla mishmar ve'ayom melacha. It says, at night, we were on guard, ve'ayom melacha. And in the day, we worked. So we have two pasukim. Number one, the first pasuk is telling us the hours, from alot until tzet. Second pasuk tells us what? That it was done, the work was done in the day. So the Gemara says, what do I need two pasukim for? You just told me they worked from Alot until Tzitz. What do you have to tell me that they worked in the day for? That's evident from the first pasuk. So the Gemara says, Maybe Omer, what is the second pasuk? Mechi Tem, because you might have thought, Mechi Arba Shimshah Lelyahu. Because maybe without the second pasuk, I would have said, maybe what? Maybe the day ends at sunset. The Inu de Mehasheh. And these guys worked past sunset, which means they worked past the end of the day. And maybe I can tell you that the day doesn't begin at Alot. Maybe I'll tell you the day begins at Nesahama, which is 72 minutes later. And these guys started to work before the day began. So maybe I'll tell you that really the day begins at Nesahama and ends at Shikiyah. And these guys who were building the Beit HaMikdash, they worked before the day started at Alot, and they ended their job after the day ended, which means they worked into the night. That's the Gemara, Tashema, that's why the second Pasuk says, V'ayunanu alayla mishmar v'hayom melacha. The second Pasuk clearly says, no, they worked in the day. In those times that the Pasuk wrote in the first Pasuk, Alot to Tzitz, that is considered day. So what do you see from here? An image that Alot to Tzitz is considered the day. Once Tzitz HaKohanim comes, that's already considered night. Then you could read Kiryat Shema. Now we go back to our issues over here. At this point in the Gemara, we're thinking that Ani Ubne Adam Hachi Urahu. This terminology of the Bimir. The Bimir said what? When do you read Kiryat Shema at night? From the time that people sit down to eat on Friday night. At this point, we're thinking what? That the time that people sit down to eat on Friday night is synonymous with the time that Aniyim eat during the week. Mm-hmm. Oh, so the Gemara says, if that's true, the Iyamat Ani V'Kohen Hachi Urahu, and we just came off our first Gemara and said that the time that the Ani and the time that the Kohen goes to the Mikveh, that's also the same time. It comes out all these three terminologies are all saying the same thing. Kohen, Tzitzit Kohanim. Ani eating during the week, Tzitzit Kohanim. Regular guys eating on Friday night, Tzitzit Kohanim. Gemara says can't be. Why? Hachamim hainu rabbi meir. Because in Braita number 2, we had a machloket between the bimeir and hachamim. Machloket means they're arguing. The Bimeir said, from the time that people sit down to eat on Friday night, if that's Tzitzit Kohanim, what are the Hakimim coming in arguing and saying, no, Tzitzit Kohanim? You're saying the same thing? So it must be that those times are different. So the Gemara says, what do you prove from here? Ela shmat mina, ani shi'ura lehud, v'kohen shi'ura lehud. Must be that the time that an ani eats, and the time of a balabayit eating, the ani eating during the week, and the balabayit on Friday, those times are equal. Mm-hmm. But the time of the Kohen, that's different. Mm-hmm. we're going to now say that Ani and Kohen are not congruent. They're not the same time. And everything fits in. Which means, the second Braita said what? Second Braita said, when is the earliest time to read Kiryat Shema Shel Arbi? The Bimi said, when a Balabayit sits out here on Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
That's not Sit. When is it? We'll see. But it's not Sit HaKochavim. Maybe it's after Sit HaKochavim. Maybe it's later. And then HaKochavim come along and say, no, the earliest time is Sit. Beautiful. Machloket. Braita number one that said, from the time that the poor man sits to eat every night, that could also be the same time as the regular guy eats on Fridays. Those two times could be equal, and Ani and Kohen are not equal, and Shalom Yisrael, everything fits out. Comes the Gemara and says, La, no. Ani v'Kohen had shi'urahu. We want to say that Ani and Kohen are equal. Also, if Ani and Kohen are equal, then we're going to have to say that guys that eat on Friday night, that must be the different shi'ur. So the Gemara says, no, we can answer it a different way. I can tell you that Ani and Kohen are equal. And therefore, when our Mishnah said, Kohanim, that's it. When Braita number one said, Ani, that's it. Braita number two, Rabbi Meir, he says, guys, you're on Friday night. That's different. That's not it. We'll say that's a little after it. Comes the Gemara and says, Ani and Kohen, Hashi Urahu. The Gemara says, come on, could you tell me that Ani and Kohen are really the same time? Now the Gemara is going to bring a conclusive proof that they cannot be the same time. The Gemara is going to show to you a third Braita, which we will call Braita number three, which clearly is going to show you that Ani and Kohen cannot be equal. What's the Braita? What do you mean? No, we wrote a contradiction. Now, if you're writing, you can chart these shitot down. You can have about five shitot in this braita. Five different opinions.
Mm-hmm.
The braita says, when is the earliest time to read Shema in Arabi? Shita number one. Mishaha shekidesh hayom ba'arbe shabbatot dvere rabbi li'ezer. Braita number one says, the earliest time to read Kiryat Shema is from the time that Shabbat comes in on Friday night. When does the Shabbat come in? At a time that we call Ben HaShemashot. Ben HaShemashot is twilight. It's a time where it's Sefek Yom, Sefek Laila. Now, once already you come to that time where it's Sefek Yom, Sefek Laila, I already have to start keeping Shabbat, because maybe it is Laila. So therefore, the time to read Kiryat Shema, according to the Bilya, is very early. Ben HaShemashot, which in our days would be technically right at sunset, because our Ben HaShemashot begins right at sunset. For example, let's say 13 and a half minutes. Right after sunset, that's called Ben HaShemashot. So therefore, Kotei B'Eliezer, already once sunset hits, so now already, that's the earliest time, according to him, you could say, Kiryat Shema. Shita number two. Rabbi Yehoshua Omer, Mishara Shekoanim Mitoharim, Lekom Mitrumatan. Rabbi Yehoshua says, the time that Koanim are purified to eat Terumah. Oh, that's a common... That's a familiar case. That's our Mishnah. So Rabbi Yehoshua is telling you technically, Sit. That's the earliest time. Shita number three. Rabbi Meir Omer, Mishahashua Kohanim, Tobrim, Lechov Tumatan. Rabbi Meir comes along and says, from the time that Kohanim are able to dip in the Mikveh. Now, we learned in the beginning of our Mishnah that the Kohanim are able to dip
during the day.
They have to dip during the day. So therefore, right away, Amar lo Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda comes to Rabbi Meir and says, Bahalo, Kohanim be'od yomem tovlim. What are you talking about? Kohanim dip during the daytime. So that question, we'll see how Rabbi Meir answers. And we'll also have to answer another question, because it seems Rabbi Meir in Braita number three is giving a different opinion than he gave in Braita number two. So I'll have to answer that question as well. Next Shita. He says the time that Ani sits down to eat during the week. So the time that Bani Batim, regular people, sit down to eat on Friday night or during the week, as we'll see in Rashi. So that's really she taught in the Braita. First shita is the B Eliezer. He says what? The second shita is the B Yoshua. He says the time that Kohanim eat teruma. That's it. The third shita is the B Meir. He says the time that what? They dip in the mikveh, which is earlier. That's why the Biyuda asked. I can just say it's right during the day. We'll see that. Fourth shita, the Hanina says, when do you eat Kiryat Shema Shel Arvid? The time that what? Aniyim sit down to eat during the week. Last shita, the Baha'i? When is the earliest time of Kiryat Shema? The time that regular people sit down to eat. Oh, from this Braita, you see clearly, we have an opinion of the Biyoshua that says, Kohanim, that's it. Mm-hmm. And you have an opinion of the Hanina that says the time that the Hani eats. Ah, obviously these are two opinions. Because they're arguing. She taught in the Braita. So from this Braita you clearly see what? That Ani and Kohen are not equal. The Gemara says, V'i amat Ani v'Kohen hachi'urahu. If you're going to tell me that what? Ani and Kohen are the same shita, said Rav Hanina, Hainu Rabbi Yoshua. Rav Hanina, Rabbi Yoshua, and Braita number 3, that are arguing. If you say it's the same shoe, they're not arguing. El Alam Shvach Minayin, we must conclude, Shi'ora Zahani Lehud, V'Shi'ora Lekohen Lehud, Shvach Minayin. So the Gemara concludes, so maybe you see, proof positive. Ani is one Shi'or, and Kohen is another Shi'or. So the Gemara has just one thing left open in business. Who's later? Now we know they're not the same Shi'ur. We know the Kohen is Sit. Is the Ani before Sit or is it after Sit? So comes the Gemara and says, Hey Minayu Me'uha, which one is later, the Ani or the Kohen? Mistabra the Ani Me'uha. It makes sense to say that the Ani is later than Sit, the Iyamad, the Ani Mugdam, because if you want to say that the Ani is before Sit, that Hanina Ainu, the Bili Arizit. Well, in this Braita number 3, we have an opinion before Sit already. The opinion before Sit was the Bili Arizit. That's at sunset. At sunset when Shabbat comes in. So therefore, if you're going to put the Ani before Sit, then you're making the opinion of Rav Hanina with the Bili Eliezer. So therefore the Gemara says, So we must conclude that and say what? That the Ani happens after Sid. So let's just recap where we're holding until this point. Comes out that now we're saying Ani and Kohen are not equal. But we can go back to our original assumption that although Ani and Kohen are not equal, Ani and Balabayit are equal. Because that was the pattern in the Gemara. That if Ani and Kohen are not equal, but you put Ani and Balabai, I mean the Ani eating all week, and the Balabai is on Friday, that we put as equal. And therefore we can answer all our Braita. Braita, Amishnah, that said, Mishnah Shukhen Nikhus Sinukhub Trumatam. Good. That's Kohen, that's it. Braita number 1, that said, from the time that the Ani eats. Okay, the Ani eating, that's after Sit, like our Gemara says now, that the Ani eats
later.
Braita number 1, Ani after Sit. Braita number 2, that the Bimi Eid said, from the time that a Balabai eats on Friday, I can also say that's after Sit. And then Hakamim are arguing and saying, no, Sit. So beautiful, all those opinions apply. Let's review one more time. Our Mishnah that says, Mishasha Kwanim, that's it, according to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Braita number 1 said, when the earliest time to eat Kiryat Shema? From the time that the Hani eats. We're saying now that the Hani eats after Sit. Now I know you can ask yourself a question. You're thinking of a question. What are you talking? What about the candles? Which means you're telling me now that he eats after Sit the Kohanim. That's already dark. So what happened to eating in the light? So because of this question, the Nitzi, that's actually a Nitzi, also says, that we're talking about now, not an Ani, meaning necessarily like the common usage where the guy is poverty-stricken where he can't afford candles. Ani means a worker. We're talking about a worker that comes home from work, He's in the working class, and he doesn't eat right away. He relaxes a little. So he comes home at Kif, he relaxes a little, and then he eats. So therefore, the Ani over here is talking about a Baal Menachah. That's where the Nitzi from Balazan explained. And we'll see that in the media as well. In any event, so Braita number one said Ani. Good, that's after it said. Braita number two, that said Rabbi Meir says what? Rabbi Meir says from the time that Balabayit eats on Friday. Well, can also say that that's also the same Shiur as Ani, meaning after Tzet, that's his time of Shkriyat Shema, and I can remember that Braita argue and say no. Tzet. Braita number three, we have Shittot. The first Shittah says, Ben Hashem Ashot, that's the time of Shema, that's the time of Shabbat, that's Ben Hashem Ashot. Then you have a Shittah of Rabbi Yoshua that says, Tzet, that's Kohanim. Then you have a Shittah of Rabbi Meir that says, from the time of the Kohanim, dip in the mikveh. Now that Shittah was under controversy, because how could you read Kiryat Shema Ba'arbit? Mishuk Becha in the daytime. So Gemara comes along and says, Amar Mor, third time today. Amar Le Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda told Rabbi Meir, Ve'al Kohanim Be'od Yom Tovlim. What are you talking? Kohanim go and they dip during the day. How can you say Kiryat Shema Ba'arbit in the day? So the Gemara says, Shapir Kama Le Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir. The Gemara says, Shapir, that's a very good question. He asked him good, how's Rabbi Meir going to answer? Rabbi Meir, Haki Kamale, this one will tell him. Mi sebarad de'ana ben Hashem Ashot didak amina. Do you think I hold ben Hashem Ashot like you say? Ana ben Hashem Ashot de Rabbi Yosef kamina. I follow the ben Hashem Ashot of Rabbi Yosef, the Amar Rabbi Yosef ben Hashem Ashot kerefayin, zeh nechnas b'ze Yosef v'yefshar la'amod alam. What does this mean? We have a machloket amongst the Tanaim when Ben Hashem Ashot is. Even that is under a machloket. Some say Ben Hashem Ashot is before or is right at sunset. Now, if you're going to say that Kohanim must dip in the day, so that means you must dip before sunset. So the Yehuda thought that that's what Ben Hashem Ashot was. That's what the Yehuda holds. The Ben Hashem Ashot begins right at sunset. So therefore he told Rabbi Meir, how could you say you can say Kiryat Shema when the Kohanim are dipping? Kohanim cannot dip at Ben Hashem Ashot, because that's questionable. Sefik Yom Sefik Lada, they have to dip before Ben Hashem Ashot. It means they're dipping in the day. Rabbi Meir, how can you say Kiryat Shema Barbit in the day? So Rabbi Meir answers back, well, you think I hold Ben Hashem Ashot like you? I don't hold Ben Hashem Ashot like you. I hold the Ben Hashem Ashot like Rabbi Yosef. Oh, what's Rabbi Yosef's Shittah of Ben Hashem Ashot? He says a split moment right before Tzeta Kochavim, that's when Ben Hashem Ashot hits. And his Ben Hashem Ashot is the blink of, exactly, the blink of an eye. Zeh nechnas v'zeh yotzeh, and it's not even humanly possible to figure out exactly that moment. But the point is that Rabbi Yosef's Ben Hashem Ashot is much later.
Uh-huh.
And therefore, according to Rabbi Meir was saying, from the time that the Kohanim could dip, which technically is halachically still day, but what, it's much closer to Tzeta Kochavim. And therefore, yes, he can call that a time of Kiryat Shema, because the Torah says B'shoch Becha, where people begin to go to sleep. Yeah, if people will begin to go to sleep at that moment. It's momentary before Tzeta Kochavim. So therefore, it comes out according to Rabbi Meir, the time of Kiryat Shema is right before Tzit. That's the time of Kohanim dip. So now let's review the different shittot that we have. The earliest time for Kiryat Shema would be Rabbi Eliezer. He says, by the sunset, by when Shabbat starts. That's the earliest shittah. The next shittah would be Rabbi Meir.
Right.
He would say, right before Tzit. That's when Kohanim are able to dip, according to the Ben Hashem Ashot of Rabbi Yosef. The next shittah would be Rabbi Yoshua, very good, which is Kohanim eating Terumah, which is indeed Tzit. The next Shittah would be Rav Hanina, which is Ani, which we said the Ani eats after Tzit. Oh, and Rashi tells us that Rav Ahai, which was the last opinion of the Braita, that it's the Balabayit eating, he eats the latest. He eats the latest, which means you put him during the week, he eats the latest, and then when you put him after even Tzit, after the Ani, then comes the Balabayit, during the week. So therefore,
how about during Shabbat?
Oh, so we'll say that during Shabbat, the Ani and him are equal. The Ani and...
Before?
No, on Shabbat they say, from here you see that what? They didn't rush home to eat on Friday nights like we do. In the old days used to stay in synagogue. The Ramami Pano points this out. They would stay in the synagogue, they would read a little maybe, then they would come home, they would eat.
Early?
But what? They would eat earlier on Friday night than they would do during the week. Because during the week they would eat much after sit. On Shabbat they would eat a little after sit. Why? Because the food's ready. During the week they would have to come home and prepare it and do it. So comes out, well, let's just review the Shitot Rabbi for 1 second.
They're all different.
Comes out, all the Shitot are different. Let's review again. The Bili Ezer, Ben Hashem Ashot, between at sunset. Then you have the Bimi'ir before Sit. That's the time of Kohanim dipping. The Bi Yoshua Sit. The Bchanina, that's Ani, that's after Sit. And the Bacha is Balabai during the week, which is after that, which is the later Shita. Now the Gemara just has to finish some contradictions. We go to the Gemara of Gimel Amud Rishon. Kasha Rabbi Meir ad Rabbi Meir. The Gemara says, wait, but we have a contradiction between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir in Braita number 2 gave the shiur of when a person sits down to eat on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? When a person sits down to eat on Friday. Which we're learning now that to be what? That is Esther Sit. But in Braita number 3 he said from the time that the Kohanim dipped, which is before Sit. Make up your mind to be Meir. So the Gemara answers, Tre'e Tanae Alibad Rabbi Meir. Okay, you have two Tanaim that heard different things from Rabbi Meir. Well, they related what they heard from Rabbi Meir differently. One rabbi came along and said, I heard from Rabbi Meir the time that Baalei Batim eat on Friday night, which is after Sit. Another rabbi came along and said, no, I heard from Rabbi Meir the time of Kohanim dip, which is before Sit. Okay, this is a, we're recording everything we heard in his name. Gemara asks one more question. Kasha Drabili Ha'ezer Drabili Ha'ezer. We have a contradiction in Drabili Ha'ezer. Oh, where's the contradiction in Drabili Ha'ezer? Well, we saw Drabili Ha'ezer Shita in Braita number 3. The first opinion in Braita number 3 was what? Mishachiki Deshayom. That means when Shabbat enters. So that we said was sunset. But if you look at our Mishnah Rabotai, the Mishnah that we started today's learning with was what? Ematai kori de chema be'arabin. Mishah shakohanim nechnasim necholet b'zirubatan. Ad sof ha'shmura rishonat devre Rabbi Eliezer. So it seems that the first opinion of Mishnah that says sit is the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. Oh, Rabbi Eliezer of the Mishnah said sit. Rabbi Eliezer of the Braita number 3 said what? Mishah shakidishayon. Sunset. So the Gemara says, Kasha Drabili Ha'ezer, Drabili Ha'ezer. And my answer is, Tre'e Tanae Alibad Drabili Ha'ezer. The same answer we said in the Bimi'ir, we'll say in the Drabili Ha'ezer. There was two Tanaim that reported different opinions in the Drabili Ha'ezer. Then the Gemara says, no, we could say a different answer. If you want, I may say another answer. Resha Rav Lav Drabili Ha'ezer. Which means, when the Mishnah said, "Me'ematai kodin itchema ba'arabin mishasha konim nechlesin echobetru matan," that wasn't the Bili Ha'ezer. That was Tanakama. That could have been like the Yoshua of the Braita. But when it said, "Ad sof ha'ashmura rishona," when it said, "Until the end of the first watch," that part is the Bili Ha'ezer. So therefore there's no contradiction. The Bili Ha'ezer about Mishnah was only discussing the end time of Kiryat Shema. He wasn't discussing the beginning time. What is he holding the beginning time? Like it says in Braita number 3. At sunset. Oh, but our Mishnah says the Rebbe Eliezer. That's going on. The Rebbe Eliezer says that's the latest time. And then Hakamim said no. Hasot. And then the Rabban Gamliel said no. Allah Tashad. There's a three-way machloket. Their whole subject is on the end time. But on the beginning time, there is no machloket. Now, for those that want to review this sugya, there's a very important Mi'iri. I made some copies, but otherwise you can check it up in the Beit HaBechira, where he goes through reconciling all these shitot in order who's first, who's second, and gives a very good maskana. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen. Amen. Amen.